welcome to the Crab Rave Podcast, Episode 2. Today we have, to my right, it reads wrong, it says Rick, but that is Percival. And then to the right of him, we have Rick. And then below Rick, we got Hypnotix. Hypnotix does have no cam today, so that's cool.
Support us on our Patreon for Hypnotix cam fun.
Yeah. At which point he will open an OnlyFans and become a cam girl. Jinx, by the way.
Jinx. Hold on. So I will spread my butt cheeks under the alias of Mike Honcho. Only that.
Despicable Minion Ass Clapper. Percival, just so you know, Despicable Minion Ass Clapper says Mason is my favorite. Now, Despicable Minion, just so you know, how to correctly spell his name. There is a Y after the A, just so you can further...
Just to make it to where
you love him accurately.
Mason just has, like, a basic bitch girl name. Like, basically. Like, there's nothing special to it.
Hey.
Yeah, Ricky.
Hey.
Yeah, Richard.
I just like to go fast, Richard? I just like to go fast. That's it.
Basic ass bitch cop. Damn.
It's not I've met like six people in our life that have my name.
I gotta fucking put this I gotta put the Twitch on my phone so I can read the chat.
Alright, hell yeah. Yeah, that was another reason I wanted y'all have Twitch open so y'all can read chat.
Oh yeah, I guess I ought to do that too.
Do I still mute whenever I press this? No, that is not working.
You don't.
Oh, I turned off my push to mute button.
Yeah, you did.
Damn.
That. Damn. Yeah.
All right, I'm gonna turn that back on because I gotta yell at my children because you know, children.
Yes, children.
Hello, children and shit.
And Keybind. Let's do.
All right, guys. Enjoy the follow for me. Enjoy.
Hey.
Now we're followed.
I love how you didn't follow the first time we did a podcast.
He just didn't care. She's laying on her back. She's just super excited about life.
I feel like Tyson has his on. I should put mine on.
Here's the reason why I have mine on, right?
The reason why
I have to wear my glasses is because people don't think my eyes are open. Especially if I'm, like, looking at my screen. Like, it just... Like, I like as a kid, right? Brock from Pokemon. Stop. You're freaking me out. So, as a kid, I would watch Pokemon, and I looked at Brock, and I was like, this motherfucker's walking around with closed eyes. Like, how can he beat anybody in a Pokemon battle? How can he be the best Pokemon breeder and make the best Pokemon food? This motherfucker's walking around with closed eyes. And then people would be like, are your eyes open?
I met a kid with no eyes today.
Especially if I'm smiling like this, my eyes are wide open right now, and it looks like my fucking eyes are closed. It's like, people like, open your eyes up, and I'm like, okay. And they're like, okay, you can close your eyes back.
That moment Tyson has to tell people, like, yeah, I'm 1% Chinese, just right here.
Just right here. It's the cheeks, man. It's the big-ass cheeks I got.
Tyson always looks like he's... So he looks like he's high all the time.
Well, okay, careful saying that. We can't say that anymore.
Nope.
Go ahead though.
Oh man, yeah.
But yeah, it gets real bad, especially like when I get stoned. Holy fuck! Like I'll be sitting there like this, and people are like, "Are you asleep?" And I go, "No, what are you talking about, dude?"
I was about to say, Tyson starts speaking Japanese to us when he's really high. So
because of that, I like to wear my sunglasses.
No one will ever know.
I'm just
no
self-conscious about it, man. I don't need to wear them. I don't need to.
No. You look good with them. You look professional.
I know. But, like, okay, so here's the thing. Like, when I started streaming on my own channel, right, and Mason's going to remember this, for the first 6 months, every time I streamed, I had those sunglasses on. I was playing games competitively with sunglasses on, and these motherfuckers are dark. Right, they have that reflective red tint. They are dark behind it, and it's dark and blue. So I had to adapt to that in my gameplay style, and it hurt me. Like, that's, but that's, I mean, it's fucking. I thought it made me look cool. Like, because Dr. Disrespect wears glasses and some other people wear glasses. So I was like,
yeah,
hey, I won't get called out if I'm wearing glasses. Like, I just want to look cool, you know?
Be like the two-time right here. It's like the two-time.
Oh, shit.
All right, so before the podcast started, I posted a link in our chat to where we could all see about a gender reveal party that happened in Cancun, Mexico. In this gender reveal, two people died. Two people died. One of them was a pilot who died on impact.
Well, as long as the pregnant lady wasn't in the fucking airplane, it's all right.
Yeah, one of them was the pilot, and the other one was in the boat, and he died as soon as the medical people got there.
I was about to say, if the lady was pregnant in the plane crash, that's technically three people that died.
So, I just...
They killed the baby. The fetus is also a person, Ricky. Thank you.
Yeah, they did a gender reveal party, and now the baby's gender is a plane. So what happened was
Jackson, it's dead. It's just dead now.
So what happened was is they had like a plane like shitting out the colored smoke of the baby, which they're Mexican, so I assume it was tan or brown.
Hey,
but no, it was blue or pink smoke. It was blue or pink smoke, and they were doing acrobatics and shit. And like, all I have to say, who the fuck cares? Why? You want to celebrate something? You want to celebrate something? Celebrate fucking retiring from your job that you worked for 40 years. Celebrate turning 40. Celebrate like graduating college or like all this shit. Like, yeah, be a man. Just die.
I'm just like, over here like, at least they didn't start a wildfire in California with their gender reveal party.
That's what I was going to. Why is the gender of some splooge that molded in a vagina so important to people? I got two sex trophies, all right? I know what it's like to tell people the gender. No one gives a shit.
Literally no one cares.
Like we would go to the place, like, and they were like, gender. All right, this is do you want to know your baby's gender, or would you like us to secretly write it in an envelope so y'all can find out four or five months from now? And I was like, just tell me. It's not that big of a secret. It's like, oh my god, we're having a baby girl. It's like,
well, I mean,
no,
hey,
it's
look. Things have changed though, because back when I was, you know, being born, motherfuckers were hiding kids. Like, my mom
exactly. Like, no one was celebrating they were having a kid. It's like, congratulations, I cream pie my wife so many times. We're gonna have a little shithead running around.
Yeah,
see, like congratulations. My mom, born, I'm filing for bankruptcy.
What's the perceived gender of this molded semen?
So guys, I just gotta say, I thought gender parties are probably not PC now. Because we're assuming this unborn baby's gender right now.
I'm going to put Paw Patrol on, okay, bubba?
Oh, my God.
It's like, gender reveal party. Like, let me Google how many people have died due to a gender reveal party. Because I know for a fact a gender reveal party started the largest wildfire ever in California.
The answer to that question
also
is,
an yes. Old lady got fucking shot by a cannon at a gender reveal party. What is up? Like, you remember, okay, y'all remember
wait,
it, like...
Wait.
Yes,
so
yes,
she
I'll...
She got shot
by
like,
a cannon.
Cannonball,
a cannon.
Gunpowder,
with blue,
got
yeah,
shot by
it was like
a
blue cannonball or something. They had blue grape shot. And they were like, tally-ho, lads, is it a male or a female? Does it have a penis or a vagina?
That was a major blowout, man. Lady got...
They
by
fucking,
a cannon.
They fucking, yeah, they fucking, dude, they yeeted this poor old lady. So,
oh man, I want to watch that now. Damn it.
Where's that video?
Yeah, it was fucking. So, I don't know why.
Seems a whole lot cooler.
Do y'all remember back in like 2012, 2014, 2013? I specifically said those had an order to fuck with Mason. When like the whole thing that was on the rage with YouTube videos was Armenian, Iranian, Iraqian, and like Saudi Arabian weddings,
yeah,
where they would shoot guns and accidentally kill someone.
You know, Tasha,
like there was an Armenian, there was an Armenian wedding. There, yeah, there. Well, it was accidentally. I remember seeing it. I think I was watching like Daniel Tosh or some shit. As a kid back in middle school, you know, that was the shit back then. Edgy as fuck. This baby pulls this gun out of this dude's belt and fucking caps him in the back. It was like a Glock or some shit. And then there was another one where there was a wedding where like they were all doing like all the men in the wedding party got like AK-47s and they were shooting them into the sky, but like just like they weren't like shooting them straight up. They were shooting them like angled. And the,
you know,
the groom lost control. The groom lost control and killed three relatives of his wife. He killed his father-in-law, his grandmother-in-law, and his aunt-in-law.
Well, see,
accident.
Like
I mean, at this point, bullshit. Y'all are just making me like go like, okay, if Savvy gets pregnant, I'm gonna go look.
Ricky's over here.
We're
not
doing a fucking thing. We're going to continue to stick to our normal lives because, for one, I'm not going to get shot by a fucking cannon. I'm not going to get shot by a goddamn AK. I'm not
going to get a
plane crash in the middle of the goddamn ocean. So
but, Ricky,
we're just gonna do
Ricky,
it
fast. But Ricky, doesn't that sound fun? Doesn't that sound like so much?
No! It sounds
awful. Imagine getting to the pearly gates and everybody's like, yeah, I got shot. It's like, I got shot by a cannon. It's like, what? Did you go back in time?
Wait, is this medieval times?
Were you at least at like the Pirates of the Caribbean
like,
ride in Disney
ship?
World? So it's real?
Oh, God, it's real.
I was also going to say, back in, like, those years, the world ending
yes,
was also...
Yes, Despicable Minion, you are correct. They're little homunculuses.
The other...
Sorry to throw you off with the word homunculus.
It's okay. I just thought of all everything monkey. From goddamn Full Metal Alchemist monkey. Came rushing back into my brain.
See, when I think of homunculus, I think of the Fate series.
Fair enough.
Go ahead,
but
go ahead.
I was going to say... The big thing back then and before was the world was going to end in 2012. Remember that
oh,
shit,
my
guys?
Chat filter.
Oh,
am
yeah.
I a child?
Yeah. Despicable Minion Ass Clapper said, aren't children just keeping sperm as a pet? You are correct. It is an at-home science project. And the funniest what? Thing, here's the cool thing.
You're shitting my own wife's pussy at home.
It's literally, no, it's like a do-it-at-home science project. You start your own little molded fungus, and it grows into a human. It's crazy. So here's the thing about kids, right? This is what no one tells you. And, like, I don't remember what comedian I'm quoting here, but it's like John Mulaney, Daniel Tosh, or someone.
Yeah.
So, like, to go fishing, right, you have to get a license, unless it's on private property. To go hunting, you have to get up at the fucking... shit-ass crack of dawn and go take a hunting safety course. To buy a gun, you have to wait an hour and do a background check, right? To have a kid, all you need is a car seat. They don't give a shit who has kids, dude. Anybody can have kids. Like, I thought I was going to have to, like, fill out more documents or something or like, talk to somebody. The only thing you need to have a kid
at
is...
At least a fucking priest, like...
Like you, like the only thing you are required by law to do to have a kid is to have a car seat that they can ride in on the way home from the hospital. After that, they don't give a shit. They don't give a shit. Like literally, like me and Chrissy, like, okay. So me and my wife, we leave the hospital after being there. And like, it's just like, now we have this child. Like, it's just like, they just let us leave. Like we're fucking, I'm not an adult. I was an adult, but like it's just
is there an adult to freaking
I need an adult to help me adult better.
Out of the hospital.
No shit. It's like they didn't teach me this shit in high school. We didn't have no health ed.
No, not at Lindsay.
Well, and to touch base on the whole hunting license, I feel like those are just like a hey, you need these because I mean the way I look at it is if you don't get caught. You didn't break the law.
As long as I mean,
tell that to the Garvin County game warden.
When the game warden,
hey, I know the Garden County game warden. We're good.
I've met him a few times.
We're talking about David Steele. He's not the game ranger.
No, it's not him. I can't remember who it is that took over. I know who it is.
It's not David anymore?
No, it's a younger guy.
Oh, okay.
Dave retired a while back.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I haven't talked to him since I was in high school living with my parents. So, I mean,
Jared Martinez wants to do it. So, I mean, he wants to
I don't
do
blame
fucking,
him.
Of course, Martinez wants to.
Hey, look,
Jared
Martinez, I'll tell you this right now, one of the coolest motherfucking cops I've ever met in my entire life.
Uh-huh.
That dude got me out of more trouble when I was younger than anybody ever could have. On multiple occasions, I should have been sitting in a jail cell, but he, quote-unquote, you know...
All right, let's not name-drop a dirty cop.
So,
because although he helped you out, he's not following the law.
I mean... Look, the way I look at it is...
That's why D. Gregory was such a bad, like, got in so much trouble, because instead of getting all the people who were, like, on dope and whatnot, he was, like, trying to... Like, to be fair, he was trying to help him recover, and he was, like, working with him and whatnot, but, I mean, he's still... That, and he got busted with cocaine, so, I mean...
And he was busy killing Ori's dogs.
Hey, he was training for the ATF, man. Did you never hear him talk about that? You gotta get those kills in. That's the first thing the ATF teach you. You roll up on the scene, neutralize the dogs, and then approach.
The first thing.
You're right. Always, they arrive to the scene. That's the first thing. Kill the dogs.
You always kill the dogs every time, even if they're not a threat.
Kill the suspect's dogs. Kill the neighbor's dogs. Is that a service dog? Kill him too.
Fuck, kill the suspect. I don't care.
Like, fuck, we killed everything out here. Yeehaw.
It's like, they're in, like, the ghetto, and he's like, come on, dog, I'm chilling. Someone's like, did you say dog?
Put your paws up. Dog?
Put your paws up now.
Put your paws up. Dog, where?
Don't resist.
Where that bitch at? Oh, my God, dude. That's
I just
fucking...
imagine, like, a little chihuahua standing there on the sidewalk going, like, what, bro? I'm just standing here.
You just imagine... Okay, so y'all know how the post office is all about hiring ex-government employees and veterans, right?
Yeah.
Imagine dude worked with the ATF for like 20 years, retires, and he's like, I want a nice cush job now. I'm going to go fucking deliver mail. Like, gets fired because he kills every dog on the route.
That moment you say, like the moment...
I'm going on my route, just fucking... Racks a fucking round in his pistol and
starts. Time to deliver the mail.
Like you go drop the mail off in the mailbox and then you walk around the side of the mail and they're wagging its tail and you're just like,
oh, it's impressive. Oh God, it's going for my leg and then he just shoots it dead. It's a little
no.
I feel like it would be your movie scenario, mailman. Just started first day, walks up to the door, knocks on the door. Here's your package, ma'am. Like, thank you. Oh, do you want to meet my dog, Scruffy? And it's like, just the screen turns red.
He kills the dog in front of the lady and then, like, plants a knife on it.
It was at this moment. Like, he knew. He fucked up.
Right here.
He's like, he was a bad boy, ma'am. He had a fucking knife on him. I had to take him
Quit
out.
Resisting! It's like, it's a dog, bro!
It's a dog, man!
Stop.
Oh, I'm sorry. Was that in poor taste?
Yeah, bad fucking...
No, I could have went. Derek Chauvin is here. Where's he at? We're gonna beat the shit out of him.
Tyson said, "Well, in that case, guys."
All right, guys. I'll see y'all later. See y'all next week. It was a great podcast. I enjoyed all 22 minutes of it.
It's like, all right.
It's fabulous, fabulous.
Where did Evan go?
He left as a meme.
Oh no, I did. I left as a meme. Mason does it.
Oh, shit, yeah, it's just fucking funny.
What's the next topic here?
Like, I feel like there needs to be, like, you know all the jokes about cop... Hey, quit hitting that. All the cops that are, like, racist. The racist cop joke where it's like, how many cops does it take to change a light bulb? I don't know, yeah. They just keep beating the room for being black. Like, racist cop jokes. We need that, but with ATF and dogs.
Oh, Mason.
We need to start making up... shit. Racist cop jokes, man.
Oh.
The racist cop joke just about did Mason.
Racist cop joke started during the Rodney King trials.
Oh, God. That's a long time ago.
Fuck. There needs to be a whole new genre of like ATF dog killing jokes.
But, I mean.
Like how many dogs are at the ATF shelter? It's empty.
Kill them all. None, they kill them all.
None, they went to the range.
It's like the ATF adopts, or the ATF sponsors Adopt a Dog Day, and it's just cats.
Just cats, they killed all of them.
So not to get off this subject, but we had the Suez Canal topic last time we did.
Yeah, what are you doing, Step Canal?
And I've kind of been keeping up on it because I've been kind of like, you know, wanting to know what they're gonna do.
Interesting. Yeah.
And I just read a report that said they've got to move up to 706,000 cubic feet of fucking sand to get this thing out of there.
That so, guys, you know how much?
Did we figure out what caused it to Tokyo drift?
No, I mean they haven't even released the name they've released the name of the captain. But they that's the only person they've released the name of.
That man almost said some dumbass shit like pilot.
He probably railed a line of coke and said, "Watch this, mom." And just
they haven't put anything else out on it. Like I don't know if it's like a, if it, to me obviously it has to be a human error, because
clearly
they're not putting any more information out on it.
No, so how could it here's the two scenarios we talked about, right? Scenario one of the rudders failed while the other one kept going, and it caused it to shift, which I don't know how that would happen because it would still just propel it forward because there's a big-ass rudder. Anyways, the second scenario is someone just fucking was like, yeet, just fucking. But, like, how do you do that? The thing is so wide, it would take you, like. I played Sea of Thieves. I know how to fucking steer a brig.
So Tyson, so you know how much money per hour that fucking cost people? The Suez Canal is blocked. 400 million per hour.
I'm not sure.
400 milli. Also, Tyson, it's hilarious because in Sea of Thieves, they have a fucking event going on right now, and a ship is turned sideways and stuck in a fucking canal, and I'm laughing my ass off.
That's funny as fuck.
The Sea of Thieves even fucking went in on it.
That is funny as fuck.
And not to mention that this ship is 224,000 tons. Okay, so it's not like in my mind, I'm sitting here thinking, this you could move a ship. It's in the fucking water. Just get some tugboats on one side and on the other side and pull it. But that's what they're using. They have over there.
Guys, I'm gonna get this out the country boy way. Let me get in the Dirty Max and pushing all of
them. I was about to say, what's stopping them from hooking up? What's stopping them from hooking chains to it and using trucks to pull it?
I mean, they don't have it. You know where it's at? Like they have like these little
Suez.
Yeah, they have these like little bitty compact. You see though, where Mr. Beast, the YouTube guy, he put on Twitter that he was going to buy 1 million leaf blowers, and he was going to get it out of the Suez Canal.
So, since we're talking about Mr. Beast, you need to watch.
For every dollar donated, we're going to plant a tree in the Suez Canal.
So, Rick Tyson, I want Ricky to watch the nightmare that is the Meat Canyon video.
Okay, so the Suez Canal, for those of you who do not know, it is in between Egypt and, it's in Egypt.
So it cuts through
from the Red Sea to the Mediterranean Sea that goods can travel. Instead of having to go all the way around Africa, they can just cut through Africa. Like, it's pretty much America's. Yeah, it's pretty much America's Panama.
Listen to this. 5.2 million barrels of oil travels through that canal a day, and 3.3 million containers.
Oh, dude, there's got to be some Saudi oil barons who are fucking livid right now.
Oh, the Saudi oil barons are they're okay. They just turned a little nozzle on at the ground. You know, there's a little spigot, and the oil just fucking falls out of it.
Pretty much.
Well, and, you know, the scariest part about it is all those people over there, there's businesses shutting down. You know, mm-hmm. they've had these big corporate businesses that have been around since like the 1800s that are shutting down now because they can't get any of their supplies. So to me, it's crazy that like this hasn't been like it's obviously been on the news, but to me, it hasn't been that big of a priority.
Yeah.
Like it's just kind of been like, when are we going to fucking ship stuck in the canal and people are suffering?
But we're gonna, they should send another ship in to push that ship out.
Just GTA.
Like GTA, I was about to say, like GTA style. Like when there's a car stuck in the road, dang. You just keep pushing more cars until it's just one giant fucking.
I mean, evidently the United States isn't too worried about it because we haven't sent any help out there. We're just kind of like chilling, like, oh man, yeah, that sucks. I hate to hear about your boat.
That's fucking, oh my god, that's funny as fuck.
Well, did you hear about the fucking train derail in Taiwan?
I did not.
Yeah.
Who is Corn Muffin _ 54?
Mason. I don't know.
That's my separate account I had to fucking make.
Oh, okay. I gotcha. So now, thank you for the extra follow, the fake follow.
I just thought about this. His dad, you know, his dad's nickname when I was little was Cornbread. And yeah, then he got Corn Muffin.
I didn't know Cornbread's name for like the first 2 years of knowing Mason.
I never knew.
Had that gamer tag for a long time.
I know. I just realized it. His dad never would get mad at me.
Like until Mason told me what his name was. I never knew it.
When his dad would get mad at me, it's
extremely
like,
Irish first name, Shannon.
When me and Mason were little, you know, back in the day, we would ride. Like, I would ride with my grandpa. He would ride with his dad whenever, like, they were working and driving trucks and stuff. Yeah. And I remember the very first time I met Shannon, I called him Shannon. And holy shit. If my grandpa wouldn't have been there, he wanted to bust my ass. He said, boy, you call me Cornbread. That's my name. Yes, sir. Yes, sir, Cornbread.
Cornbread is about to put the smackdown on you, little ass. Cause,
but that was back when Cornbread was more high strung. Cause he was the type Him and my grandpa got along so well because my grandpa didn't mind fucking throwing hands anywhere, and neither did Cornbread. Somebody pissed him
dude,
off.
Dude, your grandpa was a fucking hard ass dude.
I'm telling you. And y'all wonder why I am the way I am, all right?
Evan, I'm being honest. I don't know if you're ready for some Tarkov, man. Like with the way you rage at Dead by Daylight, like I give you an hour in Tarkov before you're ready to fucking go to Russia and kill Nikita.
So when the reason I get so tilted in fucking Dead by Daylight is because I know how to play it.
Well, see, like I would
be good.
Like when I started playing Tarkov, dude, like I have never been so frustrated in my life. Like the first game, I get in.
It's fucking hard.
And Tyson's like, "All right, follow me, and I'll keep you alive, and we'll be okay." So like we're going through the fucking woods and shit, and we're hitting those like little loot boxes and stuff, and we're doing really good. And Tyson's like, "All right, man, we're so close to the exit. We're gonna get you out of here. You know, you're gonna have all this stuff. Blah blah blah." We get almost all the way to the exit, and then this dude just pops up out of fucking nowhere. I had no idea what to do. Tyson goes down, and I just like literally, I grabbed my mouse, and it was just like I was just doing circles. I was just like and then Tyson goes, "Fucking run, just run!" So I run all the way back to where we started, circle back around.
Might I add, Ricky was the one who killed me.
Yeah, I totally shot him.
The dude shot at me first, but as I started shooting at him, Ricky shot me from behind. Because, like, there's collateral damage in that game. There's you can team kill and whatnot.
Right. Well, see, like, I didn't even know that. Like, I thought, oh, fuck, he killed Tyson. I'm out. Like, I was like, see ya.
No, but Ricky really killed him because Ricky just gunned down Tyson in cold blood. Like
I did, dude. No remorse. I was trying to survive. They said the rule of the game is to survive. That's what I was trying to do.
And the funny miscommunications where I was like, "Oh, Ricky, are you over here?" And he was like, No, I'm over here." And then I'd shoot him and be like, "What'd you kill me for?" And be like, "You said you were over there."
Oh my god! Three fucking times.
Like, full stop real quick. I'm so glad Mason is out of the fucking... When I introduced Mason to Tarkov, right? Mason's great at FPSs. And like, he does the same routine with every game to where he'll play like a retard for fucking a couple hours for no reason. Mason's not retarded. He knows how to play games. He's played all kinds of games. But if you give him a new game, he is just an absolute dumbass. He's like, how do I open my inventory? Well, I don't know. I haven't played this game before. Like, Evan does the same thing. It's like, you have game logic. You've played games before. Press I, press O, press MP, tab, escape. Like, run through your keys. Like, troubleshoot the game a little bit. And so, like, Mason would ask me all these questions, and I would be giving him simple answers. And, like, mechanics. Like, he always he's very receptive to coaching. Mason's extremely receptive to coaching. He wants to be not trained.
Ricky's like,
but,
yeah, his fucking dad was a fucking like, football coach.
The way when I introduce Mason to a new game that he doesn't know like the system, like if I say, oh, there's a flow, this is how it goes. Like when we were playing Sea of Thieves, you can't just hop in the game and start sailing. Like, I mean, you can, but you're not going to make it that far. You have to spawn in, go to the port, make sure you're reloaded, stock the entire ship from that island, move to a second island, stock that entire ship, then get your missions, then put them down, mark them. If those missions suck, go back, buy new missions, and so on and so forth. And so Mason's really good at, like, receptive of how this flow needs to happen. So if anything breaks that flow, full stop.
Screeching halt.
Full stop. Like we'll be running, and if like I die, Mason just stops, crouch down. All right, where do I go? What do I need to do? We haven't made it this far. We haven't played this scenario yet. And like now, he's way past that. He's way past that now. And like the team firing, like Mason, like everyone gets so excited in Tarkov because it's such a high stakes game. You go in, and if you die, you lose everything. If you win, you make it back out with minimal what you brought in, which is still at a loss. If you enter a raid and then make it out of raid with all the shit you brought in and that's it, you just lost money. Like, that wasn't a good raid. You have to pick up something. Because whether you're burning ammo or you got to pay for your food and hunger to get brought back. And so, like, Mason, like, we'd be playing, especially on Scav. Oh, my God. Like, fucking Mason would be like, all right, I spawned near Bronze Pocket Watch. Where are you at? And I was like, all right, I'm looting a dead body. And he's like, okay, I see someone looting a dead body. Turns around, there's another guy looting a dead body. I just kill this guy. Instead of asking which one are you looting, or like, he'll be like, what do you look like? And I'll say, oh, I'm a scav. And he'll say, you're all scavs. We're all, like. I've died so many times.
What are you talking about?
Like usually.
Spiking. I don't know who to shoot.
Like, I'm a scav, and I'm like, I know!
Mason's like, my blood is like, I'm fully. I'm having a diabetic episode. I don't know who to shoot.
What I'm fully fucking convinced that game we played, the three games we played.
I was close.
Like, how do you not know that's me? I'm running with you. I am with you. And Mason, like, turns around and just, like, blasts me in the face. And I'm like,
you say that, Rick? You say that? Listen to this. Seven-man firefight.
Seven.
Me, Mason, and Shooty were in... You're not going to know these call-outs. I'm going to make them still for whoever's listening. We were at Big Red. We go to this little cabin, this portable cabin, that has, like, medical loot and some, like, storage cabinets. We go inside.
Yep.
And I ran ahead of Mason and Shooty. And, like, we had cleared the whole area. No gunshots. Haven't seen anyone forever. We'd been fucking around, popping shots at scavs, blowing ammo. Like no one shot at us or anything. So we were, like, pretty confident no one was around. I sprint ahead of them pretty far. Hop in the cabin. Start looting. I see two dudes come instead of from the left side. Where I ran from, they came from the right. And I was like, oh, they probably circled the cabin just to see if there are any dead bodies back there. Because that's not uncommon. Yeah. And then they run in, and the two dudes start looting beside me. And they shooting Mason's like, Tyson, where are you at? Where are you? Are you in the cabin? I was like, yeah, I'm in the cabin. I'm looting the medical thing. And they was like, what? You're in the cabin? And they was like, is this you coming through the gate? And I was like, no, I'm not coming through the gate. And they was like, who's this to our back left? And I was like, oh, there must be a player. Two teams of three. One of them was lagging behind. I assume they thought that dude ran ahead. Those two dudes run into the shack that I'm looting in, and they thought, oh, this asshole ran ahead of us to get the good loot. I'm looting, so they just start looting beside me. Shooting Mason run up, and they think we're all enemies in there, and they think they're the other team's last dude coming through the gate. They think that's me. We all die, Except Shooty.
Yeah, all of us except Shooty.
We were all dead except Shooty. And there was a fourth just random guy come out of nowhere and just, like, start shooting everyone. That's why when you're right next to me, I can still not know it's you and kill you.
I was so fucking mad, dude. I just remember being so mad because, like, I remember he said, Ricky, where are you at? And I said, I'm right beside you. And then, like, we were going into that big concrete building. I don't remember what it's called. But we were going to the big concrete building. And you, Tyson, you told me, you said, okay, call outs, make sure everyone knows where you're at. And I was like, okay, Mason said, Ricky, where are you? Because
the biggest thing is call outs before you shoot. Unless someone is looking at you and shoots at you.
Well, and like the game prior to this was when Mason had blasted me in the face from like 3 feet away. So I was like, Mason, I am to your left. I have the green armband on. And he said, and I quote,
to be fair, Ricky also dressed like a fucking blueberry in the game. Motherfucker had the blue Untar helmet on every time.
Yeah, and I go, we're going to loot because Tyson said, I got split up, go loot. Somebody go to the top, somebody go to the back. So I'm like, all right, so I'm you know, going, I'm looting, and I come back around the corner, and I hear Mason go, is that you? And before I could even get a fucking word out, pop, he just pops me right there, and I was like, what the fuck, dude?
And, like, the biggest thing, when I shoot at my teammates, because of my shooting style, I burst. I rarely ever mag dump because I turn into a fucking geriatric person when I mag dump. Like, and so, like, I do, like, a burst shot, and usually after that burst, I hear a yelp from whoever I just shot. And so, like, I might do, like, maybe a little bit of damage. Not black out any wounds, just, like, maybe a little bit of chest damage and an arm damage. Or maybe I black out the arm and that's it. When Mason team kills, he one taps your head with Magnum Buckshot.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh my god! And that time I killed Ricky before,
or grenades. I remember
exactly what happened. Yeah, that happens too.
Can I say this story real quick?
Yeah,
pocket that
ahead.
Conversation. Me and Mason were playing. We were within feet of each other. I said, "I'm gonna stop at this stash." He was like, "Okay." He runs 15 feet in front of me. Okay, so in your mind, drawing
this
a mental map.
The other day.
Because every gamer has to have mapping. Like, every gamer is a cartographer. When you running through a level you don't know, you're always tracking where you've gone, where you've been. That's why I think gamers make really great, like, situational awareness people. Like, you can track where you've been moving because we do it so often. Mason runs 15 feet ahead of me. Now, there's some jackass 6 feet to my right. So me and this dude are 15 feet south of Mason. Mason gets shot at. I immediately turn to my right, shoot the guy, and what does Mason do? Mason fucking hucks a nade at this motherfucker because he needs nade kills. Do you fucking see the problem with this? He's like, I forgot that my best friend of 10 years is behind me. He was like, oh, the dude was shooting, so I just fucking, I don't know, just threw nades.
I
was like, fuck it.
Fucking reacted, I'm like,
fucking throw the bitch. Fuck it.
And the fucking
hadn't killer. Died that whole day. Hadn't died that whole day. We did like 6 raids. And I had the new gun and whatnot. And I was like wearing decked out shit. And then we finally go. And luckily I took the decked out shit off and just put on a Corrin. And like we go into this raid and fucking Mason kills me. He was like, how did that nade kill you? And I was like, Mason, I was right next to him. I told you. I like that was the worst thing. Mason was like, there's some guy, he's near you. And I was like, yeah, I see him. And I killed him as Mason was throwing the grenade. And I was like, why did you throw the grenade? He was like, because I don't know. I was like, you even said he's right next to me. Why did you throw the grenade? He was like, how did the nade kill you? He was like, I was fucking 5 feet away from the guy. Has a 10-foot blast radius.
But the kill with Ricky, because he's...
Motherfucker.
I want to point out, he said, because then you said something about call-outs. Well, why I killed Ricky the first time was I was like, Ricky, is this you? And then he started teabagging, and I was like, I don't trust that shit. And I fucking tapped him in the face.
That was another thing.
That was a
because
Call
I've been killed
thing.
By people that teabagged first.
Well, that was like a Call of Duty thing. I was like, because I had my, I actually, like, when he asked me that, I heard him, through my monitor, but I had my headset off because I was trying. I was doing something, so I was like, "Oh fuck, okay." I'll teabag. Mason will obviously know teabag means friendly, so I was like, "Teabag, teabag." And then like I look back at him, and he just like dead set, like Clint Eastwood type shit. He just goes, "Pop."
Nah, dude. If you want to be the most like, okay, like let's say you have no headset, or like no, you can't communicate. The safest thing to do. Face away from the person who's asking is if that's you. Because then the pressure's off of them. There's no longer a gun pointed at them, so they're not worried.
Unless you're Mason, because he probably still would have shot me in the back of the head.
No, yeah. Mason goes for head taps. Mason goes for head taps, so he would take a second.
I do go for head taps, before, though.
Like, if he said, is that you, and you turned away from him, he'd be like, wait a second.
He's like, that's weird.
So like actually, so Ricky, since
and
that
then
happened,
you could shit on me because I thought about it.
Since that happened to you, the dying from the teabag thing, you haven't been back to play Tarkov with us. We have actually adapted now into the strategies of playing Tarkov. If someone says, "Is that you?" you start teabagging and you say, "I am teabagging."
I'm teabagging.
Every time Basin goes, "Is that you?" I go, "I'm teabagging."
Well, and I, you know, I want to play Tarkov more, but I've got to get more storage for my PC because right now, with everything that I have on it, all the games I have, I just don't have enough.
What
I don't
the
have
fuck? Enough storage. Delete space. Those games.
Well, exactly. I like to play them. I have games that I like to play.
How much storage do you have on your PC?
Not enough, dude. I actually have more now that I deleted over like 10,000 mods of ATF.
Hush.
Because I had 10,000 mods on ATS, and I just deleted like.
ATS is such a great game. I really wish they would develop it more.
Well, they're getting ready to. They're actually getting ready to bring out Wyoming, and they just released the new Texas update. They're going to be doing. I think they're going to be doing one half of Texas now. But one of the biggest things with ATS and Mason, you probably don't know.
All I'm going to say is if they come out with a DLC pack called West Texas DLC, I'm not buying it. I don't want to pay $17 to drive past fucking sand and cactus.
Well,
that would be the most boring ass DLC. Like the Arizona DLC is already kind of bad.
Well, and like the rumor has it is like once they do Texas, right after that they're doing Oklahoma, and they're gonna do Kansas and Nebraska.
Like honestly, so, we need some East Coast DLC because that's the fucking hard shit.
Well, yeah, and see, I mean, they have Coast to Coast, and Coast to Coast is kind of like a
That's player mod though.
Yeah, it's a hard copy of what it'll look like eventually. But yeah, I mean, I haven't been playing. I played ATS a little bit the other day. They just came out with a new lighting update, and the MP isn't actually...
To a different topic, as probably...
What do you want to talk about?
To
I was going to bring up the one thing I wanted to talk about before you left.
Okay.
Because I know we got at least 10 minutes. So there's two internet things. Mason's... For those of you who don't know, Percival has the shittiest internet out of everybody. He pays for 100 up, 100 down, and gets maybe 6. And they're constantly going down. They're always fucking with him. Like, this dude calls his fucking internet provider more than he calls his parents. And so there's two things we want to talk about. We've talked about Starlink a little bit, not on the podcast. And so I want to talk about Starlink. But the first thing is AT&T has hired lobbyists to lobby against nationwide fiber optics internet. And it says 10 megabyte uploads are good enough.
No.
That's do you so have a retort for AT&T? Because we live out in the middle of fucking BFE. I got lucky. OEC had fucking fiber optics internet, so I got gig up, gig down.
Well, and like I have AT&T, and we went from having Cox communication internet, and I was paying right around $169 a month, and then we switched back over to AT&T, and they have the fiber up here. So you know, I'm on fiber now. I pay $70 a month for what I have.
OEC is the first internet service provider I like.
Three or four other providers they have to go against.
Everyone else is such a shitter. Comcast is a shitter. AT&T is a shitter. Fucking HughesNet is a piece of shit.
using it. Okay, let's not. One thing I can say, I have not had an issue with AT&T with the fiber. I haven't had an issue with it. Now, like with Cox.
But they fuck you on pricing and limitations on how much data you can use.
Well, see, I have unlimited. I pay.
Exactly.
I pay.
They're fucking you by charging you more.
Well, no, I mean, to me, going from $169.
Ricky's like, hey, I like it. I like the feel of the cock, right?
I mean, I am. I mean, yeah. I can play any game I want without any buffering, without any lagging. So, I mean, to me, I'm good with it.
So, Mason actually moved into his current house specifically for good internet. Well, I say good internet. Better internet.
Possible internet.
Yeah, possible internet. And so, one of the things we've talked about is, I don't know if you... I've heard of this, Rick. Elon Musk and like SpaceX and whatnot, they're doing this thing called Starlink. And they're shitting up as many fucking satellites as they can up in the atmosphere so that they can make the world's largest, fastest, and best internet communication servers with satellite. Yeah, worldwide. And it'll be free to anyone in emergency services. So, like, any cops... out in the middle of the jungle, like military, like all those people, hurricane, they all have good communications. Because a lot of the times you hear that these places can't communicate. Or like they're like, oh, we haven't been able to communicate. The whole system's been down and whatnot. And so this is going to fix that. Africa's going to be able to be hooked up anywhere. And it's kind of crazy.
But they have running internet.
Right now, they're at about 150 megabits per second everywhere they have it.
Right.
That's pretty awesome. Now, I mean, now it's in beta, so it's like $500 to get the beta package, plus another $80 a month for internet.
I mean,
but it's unlimited.
I bet say $500 to start it up. I mean, you got to look at it this way: that like, if you have bad credit, that's what you're probably going to pay for like most basic things. It's going to be a $500 startup, you know, install, and then $80 a month if it's that good. Fuck it, throw the $500.
I pay $80 a month right now for Giganet.
Right, you know, and like I said, I got fiber. I pay $70 flat. You know, so I mean,
I got fiber too.
You know, if it was if it's a legit deal and you can get it, fuck, I'd throw the $500 on it and just pay the $80.
Dyson.
I mean, you're gonna be out of pocket $500, but you like to play games and stream, and you want to be able to do more with your internet. You might as well get. Stop. You know, if you can actually get it,
y'all
wanna
wrestle?
Get it. Fuck it.
Go to the bedroom.
Yeah.
Because we all grew up in Lindsay. I know what Lindsay has to offer. You have Windstream and their fucking shit. You have Suddenlink and good God, that is like the poorest of the poor internet.
That's what
Mason
has, yeah, so we know.
Well, you know, and like the bad thing is that Suddenlink used to be so good, but they go through the transitions where they'll sell the company to someone else. And then they'll come in and they'll redo the entire system and say, oh,
well, like another thing is like
more out of it.
They've yet to update the infrastructure.
Oh, dude,
that's the biggest problem.
Like, I remember seeing their modems and shit, and I was like, is
like, the last time Suddenlink was good is when they were still broadly DSL.
Yeah.
Like, that was the last time they were good. Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, I wouldn't, dude, like, if I moved back down to that area, Suddenlink wouldn't be the last people that I called. Like, dude, if it came down to it, I just wouldn't have fucking internet.
Well, the cool thing about Starlink is, like, the biggest thing, and, like, internet, sadly, I hate to say it like this, internet is a huge factor on where I move. Because I don't see y'all motherfuckers every day.
Right.
When's the last time I saw you in person, Mason? 3 weeks ago?
Been a bit.
I saw Evan recently, but that was because he helped me out. Or I helped him build a PC. But, I mean, other than that, I see you guys, like, maybe once a month. Twice a month,
right,
once every 3 months. Mm-hmm. It's been even longer for Rick.
So
for us to be able to communicate and, like, hang out and talk, I have to have internet. And, like, we can't do this readily unless I have good internet.
So who do you boys think's going to buy Discord, okay? It's going
to
be
I don't want to move to that conversation because then Mason's going to leave. I actually was going to continue. Like, there, I want to live out in the country. Like, I want to live 15 minutes from the nearest town and, like, have a nice just piece of land and whatever. But, like, the biggest thing stopped me from that, and the reason why I live where I live right now, is because of internet availability. And that sucks. Like, I hate that restriction. But now with Starlink, by the time I go to buy a house where I want, which will be in like a year or two, we'll have Starlink, and I'll be able to buy Starlink, and we'll have fucking badass internet out in the middle of fucking BFE. Mason will probably move out to his old house back in the middle of BFE.
He like, said, I don't know about that.
No, he was talking about it. He was the one that told me.
Well, I mean, like, look, if they can get the Starlink up and running, because obviously with anything like this...
It's already up and running. They're just improving it.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, you know, hopefully by that time, you know, because I hate living in a city. I hate it.
Mason, you can go ahead and cut out, man.
But...
Thanks for being on the podcast, man. We'll see you next time.
Take it easy, man.
Take it easy, dog.
I'll catch y'all later.
Later, man.
But yeah, I mean, the Starlink, I mean, like I said, as long as when they get out of the beta testing and they start distributing it, you know, they start saying, okay, hey, look, you can have this. Here's what you got to pay. Here's what your monthly payment's going to be. As long as there's no hiccups or like fucking, you know,
major outages. Yeah,
exactly. You know, I mean, like it could very well take over AT&T and all these guys, you know?
So the way it's laid out, right, is like they have so many satellites that they're either renting space from, or they own themselves, that it creates a giant net to where no satellite is going to be further than X amount of, I don't know how you measure space, miles, X amount of miles, space miles, X amount of space miles from the nearest satellite.
Sounds legit.
And, like, you're going to have 100% coverage around the globe. How crazy is that?
I mean, it's crazy, but, like, this may be a little bit of my conspiracy theory shit coming out, but, I mean, to me, it's sketch. It's kind of sketch. I mean,
I agree. It's,
you know, it's one of those deals where it's kind of like, you know, it's like the crazy dude who puts the aluminum over his head because he thinks that the government's, you know, reading into his thoughts. Because here's the thing.
Nancy.
You know, and the biggest thing with Gribble. It is like, there's already been reports of, you know, like, and there's DDoSers, there's hackers, there's people that can pull your IP, that can get into your computer, steal your information. You know, one thing about this internet that, like, for me to switch over to it when it becomes available to the public will be the protection package that it comes with. Because you can't sit here and tell me that if it's going to be worldwide, that they're going to have to offer some type of protection. Because, you know, even Elon Musk, you know, you have all these big corporate companies, their internet still gets broke into. Their Wi-Fi still gets hacked. Their, you know, people's IP still get pulled. So show me a protection.
Like, that's going to broadly be the same. So your internet service provider isn't the one who protects you from shit like that. That's all
right.
You have to have the firewalls. You have to have the stuff like that. But, like, what's going to be different, internet service providers have – okay, so, like, if you're on AT&T, Comcast won't – well, I don't know if AT&T owns Comcast, so we'll use a different one. So Company A, if you're with Company A, Company B can't look at your internet search history, right? Company A has your entire search history. So the biggest problem is Starlink having all everyone's information. That's the big problem.
See,
that's the crazy spot.
Well, seeing that, and that's what would bother me the most, you know, because, I mean, like, when I think of internet, I think of just take my money and don't worry about the rest of it. Like, the rest of what I, you know, the rest, as long as I pay you what I owe you, then I shouldn't have to give you anything like that. You know, you shouldn't be able to access any personal information. And I feel like
Elon Musk, and that's the thing. Like, a lot of the stuff with the FCC, like with net neutrality and whatnot, like, they're ruining safety for consumers on the internet. Like, did you know what net neutrality was?
No.
Net neutrality was to where internet service providers could not regulate where you went on the internet. They provide you access to the web. You do what you want to do on the web. Now, obviously, they can monitor you. And, I mean, if you do anything illegal, I guess they could tip you off to the police, which I still think that's sketch. I don't think they should be able to monitor your usage. Like, internet, to me, should be fundamentally, like, it almost should be like a constitutional right.
Right.
The access to information and the fucking global online index of everything.
I agree. I mean, that's the way it should be, but that's not the
and
way
so when they ruined net neutrality, hashtag fuck Ajit Pai,
thought you were going to say hashtag fuck Trump.
No.
I misdetermined what you were going to say. Sorry.
Like now, if a internet service provider wanted to, because they can, because they ruined net neutrality, like net neutrality was supposed to keep the net neutral. Like only like you can't regulate it what sites you go. Now, let's say Comcast or AT&T is in cahoots with Netflix. So what they would do is they would slow down data streaming to other sites like Hulu and Disney Plus and Amazon. And so now, if you wanted to watch Hulu that you pay a premium price for, the videos are trash quality because you're only getting like 5 megs up and down when you're on that website. But if you go watch Netflix, it streams at a fucking 4K, 165 FPS, perfect, no problem. Right. And like that's a big issue with that. But yeah, so Evan, sorry to cut you off with the Discord thing. I want to talk about that too.
Okay.
I think, man, you said it was between Amazon and Microsoft.
Yeah. So who do you boys think's gonna Discord that we gotta fucking deal with now?
So if it's Microsoft versus Amazon, to me that sounds a whole lot like the South Park's douchebag versus a turd sandwich.
Pretty much.
Like I hate Jeff Bezos. And like I like Microsoft, but I hate what they do with software. They fucking kill software.
They always have.
Oh man, like I'm not excited for that at all. Like I wish Discord would just like hold the line. I don't know. Sell out to someone else. Sell out to Coca-Cola.
It all comes down to money, you know. Whoever throws the most money at it, because you know Discord over what a 3-year, 4-year span has blown up into, you know,
it's a $4 billion company.
Exactly.
I've been using Discord since I was in high school. Discord is fucking amazing.
And here's the thing, like you know,
the fact that it's free is the biggest thing.
You know, the thing with it is like I work around people that have a lot of money and they buy shit up. And the biggest thing that attracts people, everybody thinks that what attracts rich people is something cheap that they can turn into something good. It's really not. It's something expensive that they can just generate money off of. So you look at Discord like a business. This is a, like you said, like a $1 billion business.
Yeah, like
Bezos is a $1 billion man. He's going, I want that.
Yeah, because they're not wanting to make innovative products. They're wanting to buy innovative products that are making money. They want to buy cash cows. They don't want to find out what the next cow is.
They just want to buy Discord and never do anything.
Well, because here's the thing, like, you know, all this stuff pops up, you know, like Instagram popped up out of nowhere, blew up into this huge deal. Snapchat.
And then Facebook bought it.
You know, and then, yeah, and then you have all these companies. Who's to say in 3 or 4 years from now, someone's not going to go, you know what, I can make a better style Discord. You know, one of these guys goes and buys it, we all switch over to that.
Well, there's like 50 of those. You have TeamSpeak, used to have Curse Voice till it was bought by Twitch, which was then bought by Amazon, and now Curse Voice just isn't a thing anymore. You have Skype, which is bought by Microsoft. Like, leave these fucking... Skype used to be badass. Like, I actually, when Discord came out, I was still using Skype or Curse Voice. I quit using Curse Voice because it got bought out by Twitch. I started using Skype. And then I stopped using Skype because Skype got bought out by Microsoft, and I started using Discord. And Discord's been the bee's knees since.
Right. Well, it's all going to be supply and demand. Like if Jeff Bezos really thinks that he can, you know, and he will. If he buys Discord out, he'll make the money off of it. You know, he'll make the money off of it. But the thing with it is when the rich keep getting richer, you know, somebody has to suffer, and it may be us. It may be the people that use Discord because. You know, if they don't revamp it or they don't update it or they don't keep things the way that they need to be, they go through and they change shit. Then
yeah, but next thing you know, if Amazon buys this, we're going to be talking about fucking, I don't know, fucking...
We're going to be in the Amazon,
whatever. We're going to be talking about whatever product, and the next thing we know, when we go to Google something, it's going to be fucking recommended ad for us. It's like, I was talking about that in a Discord lobby.
Yeah.
I'm tired of every app needing to track me for personalized ads because Facebook tracks me, Instagram fucking tracks me.
I turn all that shit off.
I turned it all off too, but
I also have ad blockers on everything.
Venmo wants to fucking follow where you are all the time. So does Cash App. whole bunch.
You know what? You know what the best advertisement is that actually makes me purchase an object? Things that aren't advertised.
Yeah.
You know, I hate buying things that are advertised.
My parents are all conspiracy theory. I'm sorry I'm bringing this up, but they told me that Bill Gates was putting microchips and vaccine to chip us all. I'm like, but we're carrying a microchip that does everything about us right here in our hands.
In our hand, pocket. Yeah.
Like, I mean, why are these old people like, oh, the world's ending and shit? Like, what? Really? Come on.
There's a microchip in your credit card.
That just comes back to like the old days too, like when things were like, you know, back in the late 90s, early 2000s, when things were coming out, new things were coming out, all the old timers, why do I need this iPhone? Why do I need this? Why do I need that? You know, it's just tracking. It's just,
yeah, it used to be back in the 90s. It was like, hey, when you go on the internet, do not tell people how old you are, where you live, your name, any of that.
Now
it's like, I literally use the internet to order someone to come pick me up from my house.
so guys, I got a real quick question. Is the micro technology that advanced that we can fucking have microscopic nanochips? Tell me that.
I think
it's close to it. I just don't think it's probably as advanced as they're thinking.
Yeah.
Like, here's the way a microchip would work at best. It would probably work something close to like an NFC tag, to where like it can store and hold data, and like you use it to store and hold data. But I don't think it has like positional transmitters and Wi-Fi receptors and 5G skin cancer.
Dude, 5G doesn't cause cancer. I'm so tired of that shit.
This shit's
people are stupid. I'm like, why? Why don't we want to roll out 5G?
To me, it sounds exactly like Koreans, when Koreans are like, if you go to sleep with a fan in your bedroom, you die of fan death.
Yeah,
I sleep with a fan pointed at my face. I can't sleep unless I have a fan pointed at my face.
Yeah.
Let's talk about monkeys and lizards.
Well, I want to touch topics on sports real quick, and then
I thought we were going to finish on sports.
We're going to finish on sports, buddy. We're going to talk about these.
So, like, the last things I have is that I was, like, my proposed topics, and it's okay, we don't get to them. Amazon offers an apology, says it'll look for a solution to drivers peeing in bottles and shitting in bags. That's just Amazon's such a fucked up place. The other one is an unopened copy of Super Mario Bros. Sealed. It broke auction records, and it was sold for $660,000.
Yeah, I saw that. They said it was down in a drawer for, like, the last 40 years, and they found it. It literally sold for
$660,000. The other one was the White House says nuclear should be considered as a big part of clean energy standard. We can skip that. Police officer killed on the Capitol. Our condolences to their families. I am on the opposite side of you guys when it comes to the whole police thing, but I do not think this is how it's handled, right?
The accomplice to that did it out of cowardice and should be treated.
Yeah, there's much better ways. It's people like that that are fucking up the movement, and that's all we'll say about that. And then my last topic is just Godzilla versus King Kong is the biggest release during the pandemic. It's already made more than 120 million global box office, which is badass.
What team are we all on? Team Godzilla or
I'm Team Monkey.
Dude, to be honest, I haven't watched it, so I don't even know.
Well, what do you like more? Do you like big ass lizards that shoot out nuclear beams, or do you like big ass gorillas?
I mean, I never really watched a whole lot of Godzilla, dude. I was always kind of a King Kong.
I've seen the old school Godzillas when I was a kid.
Right, yeah.
Racist, Tyson. It's not even funny.
I never watched them, dude. Like
Peter Jackson's King Kong with like Jack Black and whatnot. That movie fucking slapped. That's initially where I loved the King Kong, and I had the game for PlayStation 2. Oh my god, it was such a fucking. Oh, I love that movie. I need to watch Kong Skull Island.
I always had nightmares that the worm thing that ate that guy would eat me. The way.
Ugh! Yes! The tooth worm that fucking it goes over his head.
Yeah, I was afraid he was going to eat me like that. So that movie fucking freaked me out when I was
a
kid.
I don't know. I really don't have a preference. I mean, I need to watch the movie.
Reggie doesn't watch anything if it's slightly scary or his tail.
Well, no. It's not that. It's just. To me, it's more of a movie interest. Like, I've just never been Like, I was never a big, I was just never really big, like, big interested in, like, the whole King Kong series. I mean, I don't think it's a bad series.
Okay, did you watch, what's that, Thor Ragnarok?
Yeah.
Like, whenever Thor's like, Hulk, don't fight it. And he's like, well, big monster. It's like, that's guys. That's guys. Come on. It's two giant-ass fucking things fighting each other. It was like, well, I'm not asking you to answer a science question. It was like, what do you think's cooler, a big-ass tribal monkey or a fucking
radioactive lizard?
Like, radioactive lizard.
I had to go King Kong, dude.
I like Godzilla, but King Kong's just fucking... King Kong slaps.
Okay, I'm sorry. Go look at the dank meme zone real quick and tell me how goddamn funny that is. And that y'all know what team I'm on once I post this.
Can we talk about how the Black Panther Mr. Potato Head set?
No, not that. From, the one before okay. it. The one before it.
It definitely looks like BDSM. Yeah, no shit. Yeah, but the thing is Godzilla can only use that blast once.
That's all he needs it for, to burn Kong's ass in half, and he's dead.
Yeah, I haven't seen all of it. I only watched half of it, and then I realized, like, I was expecting I can just watch this movie and enjoy it, and I was like, I gotta watch three more movies before this to understand what's happening, because I was so fucking lost. I forgot where I was going with that. Oh, well, what people on the internet were saying is, like, they were saying, like, because I was trying to Google, well, who won? Like, are people going to shit on me because I chose Kong, or do I need to swap over to Team Zilla? But it's apparently everyone thinks it's a tie. Like, everyone's like, oh, it's a big tie. I was like, how can you do that? Come on now. Why can you do that to us? That's a cop out. You put the two big motherfuckers against each other, and you're gonna say they tied?
Well, you know, that's like, y'all remember the movie? And I'm not trying to get off topic here, but that's just like Pacific Rim. I was a huge fan of the Pacific Rim, dude. I love those movies.
Yeah, Pacific Rim Job. I watched that. It was a good one. Giant mecha sex robots.
And they made the second one, and I was just like, yeah, they completely fucking botched this movie now, like.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I'm definitely a Kong guy. I gotta say, you know, extending back from my, like, you know, my Donkey Kong days, I gotta stay with the homeboy.
Stay with monkeys.
He just grew up and got bigger. That's all I look at it.
Now he's a king. He's no longer a donkey.
Yeah, like a Donkey Kong.
I wanted to point this out earlier, but I'm gonna point it out now. I like how Riggy is keeping on pace with the trying to get sponsored by Miller Lite.
he
hits us up. He's like, all right, before the podcast, I'm gonna go shower and whatnot and clean up. And like, homeboy comes out like slick and smooth, and like has this nice white t-shirt on from Miller Lite.
I was gonna wear my button-up Miller Lite shirt, but you know.
He's like, Miller Lite, please sponsor me.
You weren't drinking Miller Lite. You were doing yard work this morning, so I was expecting you to at least have a beer or two. So
I had a few before I hit the old mower.
There you go.
Yeah.
I like to mow for an hour and then have a beer.
So I did want to mow. Where are you going to shell out the money for Lawn Mowing Simulator 2021, sir?
Soon. Probably soon, I would say.
All right, what's your sports you want to talk about? Then we can go play GTA.
All right, so I got a couple things on sports that I want to talk about. So I was just reading this about Jimmy Garoppolo. It says Jimmy Garoppolo, 49ers in a delicate dance. QB will exit within a year, but plot twist lies ahead.
Interesting.
So I'm kind of curious to what the plot twist is going to be. Like,
he's no longer the quarterback for the 49ers. Now he's going to be a safety.
The New England Patriots grab Jimmy G up again. Is that what's going to happen?
Oh, my God, dude. I'll quit watching fucking football.
He's going to be like, oh,
I like the Pats.
He's like, I hate fucking Bill Belichick.
I like the
so
Pats.
Like,
I love the Pats,
like,
man.
Motherfuckers. Yeah, me and Ricky have had a little thing going for like the last 10 years. Every time we watch the Super Bowl together, he roots against Tom Brady and I root for Tom Brady.
I was raised on like four teams.
Tom Brady always won, so. Ricky,
my nana was hardcore Patriots and the Chicago Cubs. I like the Atlanta Falcons, and my dad used to be a huge Raiders fan.
Yeah,
and so I was a huge Raiders fan.
Yeah, before they
like, you know, fucking
Las Vegas Raiders now. Like,
you know the fucking how like NWA used to be decked out in like all Oakland Raiders gear.
Yeah,
like they wear the black hats that are like this, and they'd have like the Raiders jackets and whatnot. That's how my dad dressed me as a little kid. Like there's pictures of me that's like 4 years old, and I look like I'm rolling with NWA. Like the only thing I was missing was a Jerry curl or a perm.
I can't say the word. He's like, yeah, this is my little with attitude. And yeah.
Yeah, well, and like one more thing that I want to touch on. My sports isn't going to be very long today because, like I said, I've been kind of out of it all week. I haven't really been keeping up with a whole lot.
Like, I mowed my lawn this morning and drank some beer, so well, I can't talk about
it. Well, that, and I mean, just
GTA RP is taking up way too much of our time.
Yeah, we've been playing GTA too much.
Getting rolled in the dope fields, guys, man.
I want to play Tarkov, though.
I don't want to play Tarkov today.
Yeah, I'm not. But on a real note, I feel like my Jets are going to get a quarterback in the draft, and I think we're going to get
still going to be Darnold. Bad. And the Jets
what quarterback
are still
going to
go
pick up?
Like 1-11.
Well, they've
who
got,
know
they've
who all's in the draft?
Yeah.
So Trevor Lawrence is going number one overall. So let's just that Trevor Lawrence is going number one overall, Ricky. Who do you think's going number one?
I don't know, dude. Hey, look. Exactly. I watched Justin Fields' pro day compared to Trevor Lawrence's pro day, and let me just tell you right now, he may go in the first round, but I think Justin Fields is a better quarterback now. I think he's overall a better quarterback. I think he has better throwing mechanics. I think he can throw the ball further. I think he throws the ball better on the
play action. They're disrespecting Justin Fields in this draft, so that's why Trevor Lawrence is going to go.
But and Trevor Lawrence isn't a bad quarterback. Like, he's got a great arm, but I think that whatever the fuck his name is, I just went blank. Justin Fields. I think Justin Fields is overall the best quarterback. I think we'll see more out of him than we will out of Trevor Lawrence. And the reason for that being is
they're probably the better quarterback than Dak Prescott. But continue.
Well, but the thing with Trevor Lawrence is, you know, Justin Fields is probably going to be going into a team that has talent, that has some type of talent, that has some type of wide receiver talent, that has some type of running back talent. Trevor Lawrence isn't. He's going to fucking Jacksonville, dude. Like, who they got? CD, They got Westbrook over there, dude. That's the only wide receiver they have over there. It's worth the damn.
Man, just the thing. Russell got tired of playing basketball, so we're gonna go play football. Just kidding.
The motherfucker could, dude. That's another athlete, man. You know, like everybody talked about LeBron James and Russell Westbrook and like Blake Griffin, those guys right there. I promise you,
footballers, dude, if they wanted to.
Yeah, if they wanted to transition over, I think Russell Westbrook could be a dominant running back. LeBron James probably a tight end, wide receiver. You know, like those guys are just all around raw athletes that can probably play any sport they want. I mean, everybody shits on Tim Tebow, and don't get me wrong, I think Tim Tebow is an athlete. He can play baseball. Yeah. He can play basketball. Hell, he's trying to get into pro golfing now.
He's fucking trying to smother her with a blanket.
and from what I hear, he's doing really good. But let me look at one more topic here. Jalen Hurts changes. Okay,
yeah, he changed his number. Remember that? Because he's changing it to number one because he's QB1 now. So everybody liked that.
And look, dude, like I think that's awesome. You know, Jalen Hurts, you know, coming into the NFL draft last year, getting drafted by the Eagles, everybody thought he's sitting behind Carson Wentz. He's not going to get to play.
Yeah, and even Carson Wentz shit the bed this year. And
then Carson Wentz turns into Carson Goes.
Yeah, you know, yeah. And then, you know, and then they trade him. And really, you know, you got to think Jalen Hurts is one of the biggest competitors, you know, probably, you know, out of that rookie class. He's one of those guys that gets in the weight room. He studies, you know, he gets in the film room. He's constantly working on his craft, and he's been under-evaluated this entire time that he's come to the NFL. You know, there's been a lot of things about his throwing motion, his throwing arm, his accuracy, being able to hold onto the ball, being able to handle pressure in the pocket. You know, and I think that he kind of proved a lot of those things wrong last year. You know, being able to come into the games and make some of the deep field throws and some of the accurate throws that he's made, also keeping a hold of the ball and being able to extend the plays, you know, being able to carry it out and make things happen throughout the game. So to me, yeah, I'm number one, baby. That's what I'm doing. I'm number one, and I'm going to prove to everybody that I can do it. And the Eagles still got a good team. You know, they're old overall, but he's still got some good targets to throw to. The offensive line's going to be coming back next year looking good. You know, to me, Jalen Hurts, next year will be a standout year.
He has the classic center guard, Ricky. He got Lane fucking Johnson out there, dude.
Well, yeah, I mean, and not just that, but he's got Robert Brooks coming back, or Robert Kennedy coming back. You know, he's Robert Brooks.
Get that dumb motherfucker.
Actually, his name is Robert Brooks. I'm sorry, his name is actually Robert Brooks. Yeah.
Oh. I thought you had flubbed and just said that motherfucker that keeps running for sheriff.
No.
It's funny as fuck.
Brooks, you know, and Robert Brooks. He's like a
gang gang, bro.
You know, right guard. So, I mean, I think next year, dude, like, I think Jalen Hurts does pretty good. I don't see the Eagles, you know, making the Super Bowl by any means this year, but I can see them making the wild card. So, other than that, that's all I have, unless anybody else has something
Ricky,
for sports.
Ricky.
No.
So, the Browns make the Super Bowl this year. Huh?
No.
Okay, yeah. How far do they go in the playoffs this year?
I think let me redact that statement. I think there's a possibility they go, but they don't win. I think they make it to the
second round.
So they make it to the AFC Championship game and lose to the Chiefs. That's right, correct?
And maybe not even the Chiefs, dude.
What are the Browns missing?
So the Browns are missing a solid ass defense. So
who was the running back? I forgot the running back.
Nick Chubbs.
Yeah.
They got Chubbs from Georgia, and they got.
Kareem I had Hunt Chubbs in our fantasy league.
When he punched his girlfriend in the face, Kansas City let him go, and he went to fucking Cleveland.
I don't think they're missing a defense. Okay?
And another star on defense. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, but how many stars can you have before, you know, like how long do you carry over the, well, we just need one more piece. We just need one more piece. You know, that's been the trend in Cleveland is we go and we draft Miles Garrett.
They need somebody else besides Miles Garrett to do something.
They have Denzel Ward. I mean, they just got another linebacker over from Indianapolis who was a tear. You know, they're bringing over all kinds of people. They've got ACL tear, right? Well, no, I mean, he wasn't ACL tear. I mean, he requested a trade out of Indianapolis.
So. It's a seal, sir. You know, they should. I think Cleveland should bite the bullet, and they should be the team that accepts all free agents that have made giant fuck ups like Rice and whatnot, like all the dudes who, like, just
I mean, they already
like make it a prison team, dude. Make it all the felons and whatnot, like all the
longest yard in real life. So
look what they did for Josh Gordon. You're talking about a guy who had multiple DUIs, he had multiple drug charges, went to rehab multiple times, which, by the way, the Cleveland organization paid for him to go to rehab and still kept him on the active roster. The dude comes back. The dude comes back after his first rehab session. They win a game. He goes out to a nightclub.
Is Vic still with the Eagles?
No, Vic retired, buddy.
Okay. Done.
But I think what Cleveland misses the most, and this is what I'll end my sports – what Cleveland is missing the most, and this is what I'll end my sports topics on, is they're missing experience. They're missing experience on both sides of the ball. You don't have any guys on both sides of that ball besides Kareem Hunt who have the winning mentality. You have Baker Mayfield, who came into the draft and he's done really good, and he does have a winning mentality, but that carries up, you know, that doesn't carry over from college.
Yeah,
that's proof. It would be a lot better if it does. But
Chubb does have a win except against Alabama. So, like, against the good teams, he fucking choked.
But see, that's what I'm saying. You have young talent who they don't know how they're working on it, and in this last season, they proved that they're figuring it out, and I'm hoping this season they will. But they have nothing but young talent. They have Jarvis Landry, who's played for nothing but shit teams. You know, then you have Odell Beckham Jr., who's played for nothing but a shit team, coming over to Cleveland.
My brother really likes Odell Beckham Jr.
When OBJ was out, Baker played way fucking better. So about
because
that?
You got to look at it like this. You know, when you have a star wide receiver like Odell Beckham Jr., you know, Jarvis Landry, he's talkative. He wants the ball, but he's not going to sit here and call you out on Twitter for it. He's not going to sit here and call your mom and tell your mom, hey, tell your son to throw me the fucking ball if we want to win games. Now, you have a guy like Odell Beckham Jr., who is basically the entire downfall to the New York Giants wide receiving core. Yeah, that's a problem. Sterling Shepard came in, started competing with Odell Beckham Jr. What does Odell Beckham Jr. do? Throws a fucking fit because he's not getting as many touches. Throws a fit because he's not getting looked at. You know, and the thing with it is it has nothing to do with that. He's not talented enough to get those touches. It has to do with that. he is a talented wide receiver, and these defenses aren't going to sit back and go, we're going to let this guy one-on-one cover Odell Beckham Jr., one of the most elite wide receivers in the game right now. You're going to get double covered. The safety's going to come down and lock down on you with the corner. It's going to happen. So when you start iterating other wide receivers, that's when it starts getting that way. But
no, I feel like Baker struggled because he had to feed fucking OBJ all the time, and I feel like that relief was gone on his shoulders now once he injured.
Well, and that's a coaching problem. That's not a player problem. I'll tell you right now, that's a coaching problem 100%. Because look, any young coach, even any old coach, you look at the Chiefs. You know what happened to them? Who were their two main targets in that Super Bowl game? Travis Kelce and Tyreek Hill.
Tyreek Hill.
And guess who was locked down the entire fucking game? Travis Kelce and Tyreek Hill. And guess who couldn't throw the fucking ball because they were getting rushed because their guys weren't open? Patrick Mahomes. It's the same thing with Cleveland. They see Odell Beckham Jr. and Kevin Stefanski's going, all right, I need to get him the ball. He's our playmaker. He's our star. He's the guy that can win us a game. I need to get him the ball. So the game plan is basically it's centered around the passing game is centered around Baker Mayfield and Odell Beckham Jr. You have Jarvis Landry. You have Higgins. These guys are outlets. This is your number one. You look for him. You look for him always. These guys are outlets. You look for them when he's not open. You know, and Baker's trying to do that. And he, you know, when Odell was in, you know, Baker was throwing up all these fucking passes, and everybody's like, man, why is he doing that? Why is he throwing up these stupid passes that, you know, he shouldn't be throwing? Guess who's in the vicinity of those passes? Odell Beckham Jr. You know, when Odell got hurt, as much as I hate to say it, that was the best thing that could have happened for Cleveland, because then that freed up Baker to be able to go, I have Rashard Higgins. I have Jarvis Landry. I have Austin Hunter. I have this guy. I have this guy. I can throw it all over the field, and I don't have to worry about just going to this one guy. I can throw the ball wherever I want as long as it's for a positive game. You know, I mean, that's one thing you're taught in football is as long as you get a positive gain, you're doing something right. If it's 1 yard, 2 yards, 3 yards, 60 yards, as long as you're getting a positive gain, you're doing something right. The moment that it's negative is when you go backwards, yep. When you take a step back, you know, and that's one of the biggest things. I think this team comes in next year. I think they're a lot more mature. I think they bring that winning mentality that they had from last year over into this year. You know, Odell Beckham will be coming back, and hopefully they can sit down in that wide receiver room, in that quarterback room, and they can talk about, hey, look, this is what we had success with after you left. We're not trying to say that it's your fault, but we want to do these same types of things with you without making it all about you. And I think if they can do that and they can get – and Nick Chubb stays healthy and Kareem Hunt stays healthy and they center around a lot of play action, a lot of run and go, a run and gun play action, you know, get the ball 5 yards down the field, roll out, throw a play action, get you another 5 yards, get you first down, slow, steady, methodical, move the football – then I think they can win a lot of games. And if they can get on a good game plan, yeah, I can see them going to the Super Bowl, you know, and possibly winning it. It all comes down to how the players buy into the next season. If these guys buy in this upcoming year to what's being preached at them, to what's being coached at them, and they basically just look at each other and go, hey, you know, let's do this. We know what we're doing. We've been here before. Then, yeah, I can see it. But if they don't, then, I say divisional. Divisional or conference.
Yeah.
But that's it for me.
I think before we go, I was going to say this and then we swap topics. I think the most interesting and funniest, my favorite criminal controversy in the football world was Jameis Winston and the crab leg scandal.
You know, Tyson, I think you were going to say O.J. Simpson and his murder trial, honestly.
Definitely not. I'm not going to touch that with a 10-foot pole.
I don't blame you, sir.
Jameis Winston, dude.
Which one?
The biggest fucking idiot I've ever seen in my entire life.
How are you going to get caught stealing crab legs from a grocery store, man? Come on.
At a fucking 7-Eleven, dude.
Guys, Drew Brees is retired, though, so he's a Saints starter now.
Hey, what was the dude that – I should probably say this when the podcast ends. All right, guys, we're going to cut it off there. Thank you guys for joining us this week. We appreciate you guys listening. We're available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and a lot of others. If it has podcasts, we're probably on there because of the service we use shits us out and syndicates us as far as possible. We also have YouTube. Check us out, Crab Rave Podcast. Of course, we're on Twitch, which y'all saw. Follow us on Twitter at Crab Rave Podcast. Follow me on Twitch, King underscore Hendrix underscore II. Follow Rick on Twitch, TSBX underscore. I'll link it in the description. And follow Hypnotics on Twitch, too. Appreciate you guys. Y'all take it easy. All right. Say bye, everyone.
See you, buddy.
Adios.
See you guys.
Thank you.